It's the Mike Calta Show.
Hi, I'm Juliana, and I'm 3 years old. And these are mean things you said about my daddy on Twitter. Hey, Calta, you shot our juice bag. Your show sucks, and I hope you die. You're still a douchebag. You suck, and I hate you. You're fat and water. Thanks, Aunt Melon Head. Dear Mike Calta, I'd rather suck 20 and spend one more second listening dumb f***ing show face. That's me and Daddy. Thanks, a 24 hippo. Your show is the worst piece of I ever heard. The only people who love you are sheep pumpers and Plant City. You suck. Monkey bad. Thanks, Admiral Innocent. Hey, Mel Calta. Now as Trump is president, you must be so happy. Now you can go back to hating f***ers, cakes, gays, into the world and chinks. You're just as bad as he is. Wow, Daddy, that's brutal. You love chinks. Thanks. And I'm her, 04. OMG. You go, girl. Thanks. Happy to us, Rito. Daddy, what girl man says that? Dumbass. The end.
It is the Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. We got a big appearance coming out in Lakeland May 19th. Tickets are available now at the Polk Theater, polktheater.org. We've got comedians Jim Florentine from VH1's That Metal Show, Kyle Roos, Devin Siebold, Kenny Miller, and JB Ball. We'll also be joined by two-time Stanley Cup champion Chris Dingman, who'll be hitting pucks at Spanish. We got Ronnie D and the Superstars in the orchestra pit.
Also be joined by nine-time state champion at Sporkle, Galvin.
That's true.
I like that.
He will be there, and we'll be playing Sporkle.
Yeah.
Four people in the crowd who will win prizes.
All right.
A portion of the proceeds, maybe more than a dollar, to every ticket that's sold will go to Folds of Honor, which is an organization through Budweiser that helps out the families of veterans to continue their educations. We're happy to be joining with them. And we'll be out there hanging out, having a good time doing a not-so-live gig. You'll have us and the comedians and some music and some celebrities. You can't beat it. Tickets start as low as $10. You can get them now at polktheater.org.
And then an after party, too.
After party at Mason's Live.
Yeah.
I'm not going to guarantee it, but I know we're going to have our equipment there. I mean, who's to say we wouldn't jump up on stage and play a few songs?
Ooh, a big jam fest.
Yeah, we're there. It's happening. It is Wednesday, and every Wednesday, Galvin has a brand new open letter. He writes them usually, about a week ahead of time?
No? I usually write them the day before, the night before, the morning of.
Yeah. There used to be time for Galvin, when we played music, that Galvin would go, done, as we're coming back from break.
Yeah.
So, all right, let me grab a couple phone calls, and then we will give you the brand new open letter from Galvin. Lori, good morning. Hello, Lori.
It's Maureen.
Glory?
Oh, this is real.
It's not Lori. Maureen.
What's wrong, Laureen?
I just listened to Juliana. I couldn't stand it when your son used to do those recordings.
Why are you crying?
I thought it was terrible for the four-year-old to have to say those things about you.
And
a father.
I know, but I'm teaching her young that you got to let that stuff roll off your back. But you're so emotional about it.
Yeah, I used to be upset when Joey did it.
Oh, man. You can't really be crying. Why are you crying?
You can't believe she's crying. I can't believe this is a woman.
Why? She's crying. That's why you don't understand.
It's a guy.
This is not a guy.
No. I'm just so sensitive. I know I am. My son makes fun of me all the time.
Your son makes fun of you? Why? What's wrong with you?
Because I'm so sensitive.
You are. You're very sensitive, lady. You need a hug. I'll send Spanish over there.
I love you.
I love you too, Spanish.
You cannot be really. This can't be real. If you are, I want you to come in the studio and cry during the show.
If I ever can get there, I will.
Where do you live?
Sadsville.
Nope, Archie.
Oh, no wonder you're crying.
Yeah.
Sadsville. I'm the third most famous person in Pasco County. I don't know if you know that or not. That should cheer you up.
Yes, I know that.
How old of a lady are you?
70.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't suppose you're on Twitter, are you?
You're not on Twitter, are you?
No.
Yeah, don't go on Twitter. Yeah. You'll really cry.
You'll lose your mind. People are so mean on there. Are you really crying? Are you really this sad, or are you just pulling my leg?
No, I really am. And I feel so bad about it. I really do. It was just...
Why, though? Don't you understand? It's nonsense. It's nothing. It doesn't bother me one bit. It shouldn't bother you. It's certainly, my kid doesn't even know what she's reading. Well, she's not reading it, but you know.
She's 4 years old. Yeah, what is she doing if she's not reading it?
No, she's not reading it. But she's repeating it back. Yeah, repeating it. But she doesn't even care or know. And, you know, she doesn't care. Like, what makes you upset that she's hearing it or that people are being so mean to me?
Oh, both. For a 4-year-old and an 8-year-old to do that. It's horrible to let them think that people do that about their father.
Well, that's real life, though.
Are you saying, though, probably mostly what you're upset about is that Mike's a bad father?
No, he's a good father.
Yeah, you jerk. Don't try to... Listen to me. I'm going to send Spanish over there to hug you today. I don't want you crying.
That's right.
Okay. Who do you live with?
I'm alone.
Oh, man.
Oh, so sad.
Woof.
Were you married at one point?
Yeah, look, I don't know.
What happened to him?
I'm widowed.
Oh! We just keep it. Every corner we turn is terrible. All right, well, like Galvin said, stay off Twitter. It would be terrible for you. In fact, I don't have that anyway.
Do you have Facebook? I'd love to see what she looks like.
She doesn't have Facebook. She's 70.
I'm not, a lot of 70-year-olds have Facebook.
You don't have Facebook, do you?
Oh, they tell me I look 55.
Oh, okay. Hey, what are you doing tonight?
Sure you do.
Do you have a Facebook page?
No.
No, yeah. You got any Polaroids?
You got an old newspaper or something?
We look you up on the... Registry at Ellis Island. Somewhere.
You have a tablet that somebody carved into?
At least Galvin made me laugh.
Yeah.
Ah, there you go. Turned it all around. Thought you were a dude, but okay.
Mm. You're not like, you don't have like suicidal thoughts, do you?
Oh, no.
He's 70. It's fine now.
No,
I'm kidding.
You're just sad. You're not sad today at this. You're sad at other. You're sad at, where are your children? You're mad at them.
Did Carmen say that it would be fine if I committed suicide?
No.
No, she didn't say anything like that at all.
Sort of. But.
Listen, what I'm asking you is, where are your children? Is that why you're mad? Because maybe you heard my child and it made you realize, you know, you miss your children.
No, I have one son.
Where is he?
He's in New Jersey.
New Jersey. Oh, man, New Jersey, you're in Port Richey. She has a lot to cry about. Does he ever come down here and see you?
No.
Mm, all right. He seems like a jerk.
I love you guys.
Oh, Galvin loves you too.
Oh, man. You can be our grandma. You can be like our show grandma.
Oh, if I ever come down, I will be.
All right.
What do you look like? Do you look like a sweet old grandma? Because that would work.
Well, they tell me I'm beautiful all the time.
Who does?
Everybody.
Average people.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody.
You know what? That would be a great idea if she was like the show grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
And then we could have like a dinner. Come join us. Grandma will be there.
Right.
And we could have it and pretend she cooked the whole meal. And then she can go around the table pointing out elbows and, you know, and you tuck your shirt in. She'd be like the people who missed their grandma.
Right.
Oh, okay.
You can't get all sad, though, all the time. You got to start being happy. I can't have you bring me down. I'm a very happy guy.
Now I got to try and make people laugh after you're being all sad and everything.
Okay.
You're not a great lead-in, Maureen.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. We will hold on and so Carmen can get your phone number because we may need you for grandmother advice every once in a while.
Okay.
Listen, I worry that you're not going to make it through the day. You sound terrible.
No, okay.
What's on the agenda for today? What are you going to do? Are you going to Publix or something? What do you do?
Probably.
Go get some low-sodium ham or something?
Make a pie.
Yeah.
Hey, make sure you drink plenty of liquids. With all that crying, you're going to get dehydrated.
You going to go watch your stories? What do you watch? Days of Our Lives?
Oh, love it.
No.
Wouldn't it be great if she hangs up and just cranks up the porn?
Mm-hmm.
What do you do? What do you do at 70 for a little self love? If you know what I'm saying, keep you young.
Karaoke sometimes.
Not karaoke. I mean like masturbatory.
We got to try that karaoke.
Masturbatory.
Yeah, like you're still a lady. You still got to take care of yourself, right? Even at 70, you clear out the cobwebs and you get to go to town.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Speaking of clearing the cobwebs.
Yeah.
You're gonna make me cry.
Oh, I'm crying. Yeah, it's a different kind of tears. What do you get? Do you still? I mean, what do you? What is the frequency in which you pleasure yourself?
Oh, not much at all.
All right. Well, we'll get Spanish over there. We'll change all that for you. Well,
that's why you're crying.
Oh, wow.
You need a different sort of. You need a different sort of release. If you could release elsewhere, then maybe the tears would come a little less.
Never mind you. There was something to cry about. A beautiful little child like that, talking like that.
All right. Well, but you wait to hear the next one. It's going to be worse. I'm just preparing you for it now. But look, hold on. Show Grandma, and Carmen's going to get your phone number, okay?
Okay. My minutes are running out.
All right. Sorry, minutes? Oh, you're a terrible son. Hold on. Carmen, get her minutes number. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I knew. I could tell from the start she was being legit crying. But you know, it goes way further than
just that. Something deeper.
Like, my son didn't love me. And new open letter coming up here in a second. Jenna, good morning.
Good morning, guys. I wanted to make a comment on the Aaron Hernandez thing.
Okay.
And I wanted to ask you a question.
All right.
So I grew up in Connecticut, and then my family moved to the Boston area. And when I was in Connecticut, even though I was young, you know, there were rumors going around about the Hernandez family. And being from Connecticut and a Bostonian, I'm a huge Patriots fan. So when I saw what happened this morning, I was shocked, but I don't know if I was necessarily sad for him. I was sad for his daughter because...
Oh, I didn't even know he had a daughter.
Yeah, she was born, like, right before he went to prison for the Lloyd trial.
You know what, though? So, better off for her. She never has to know him. She never has to know her murderer father.
Right, but here's the thing, too. Her mother is in jail, and she's potentially going away for a longer period of time because she was complicit in the murder of Odin Lloyd.
Good. So, then the daughter doesn't have to deal with either of those idiots.
She just gets his money.
Well, right.
Look, it's a sad situation whether he lived or died. I still feel bad for her because she's still screwed either way.
What I have a feeling that they might do is they might, when they do the autopsy, they might try to blame it on the concussion, the PPE or PTE, whatever that is.
Yeah.
That's really not it at all.
No, he just seems like a piece of crap. He seems like a piece of crap who got a little bit of fame and some money and let it go right to his head that he was a tough guy. And I feel no remorse for him being dead. I feel more remorse now that you let me know that he had a child because there's no way for her to live. But hopefully she's with the family member with his $15 million or whatever he had, and she'll live a better life not having to deal with that scumbag.
Right, yeah, that's what I said. I was shocked by what happened. But I didn't necessarily feel bad for him. I felt bad for his daughter.
Yeah, I'm with you.
The question I have for you guys is, have any of you been watching the Netflix show 13 Reasons Why?
No. Now, should I? Because I sat down and almost put it on because I saw a couple people tweet about it. And then I chose something else at the last minute. I chickened out. I started watching Sneaky Pete. You watching that yet?
Yes.
Yeah. So what is 13 Reasons Why Forever? What is that?
Okay, so basically, my thought after seeing it is that everybody, I don't have a child, but everybody who has like a middle school or high school age child should watch it.
Oh, no.
Because what it is it's about this young girl who was bullied and sexually assaulted, and she ends up committing suicide, and she creates these 13 tapes, and she explains 13 things that happened to her, 13 things that people did to her or didn't do. That caused her, or that not caused her to create or commit suicide, but that, you know, led to the decision being that much easier.
Oh, am I gonna? Suicide. First of all, spoiler alert.
That's a good show.
And second of all, am I gonna cry? Is it gonna make me cry?
I think you will, especially because you have a daughter. And it's really not a spoiler alert. It's actually in the description of the show.
Oh, okay. All right. Bullshit. All right, I will check it out, and if I cry, I will blame you. Thank you for the heads up.
By the way, do we want to talk to anybody else about suicide or any sad stuff before I try and make people laugh? Who said this? Patrick on Twitter said, I thought that was the weepy voice killer that called.
I give up.
Don't talk, just listen.
Stephanie, good morning.
Oh, hi, good morning.
Hi.
I was actually calling about the grandmother that just called in. That was so sad. If you guys get in touch with her, I would totally go and take her to lunch sometime.
Hey, you say that now. You say that now, but what if she smells?
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like, what if you get around and she's got long brown fingernails and she smells and her breath stinks, got her mustache.
All she eats is tuna.
That would be funny.
Like, I always say, if I had a kid that was like 16 or 17 from a one-night stand that came knocking on my door and was like, hey, I'm your son, I'd be like, oh my God, come in, son. I'm sorry. Yeah, I didn't know about you, and I was an absent father. I didn't know. But if I open the door and it's like some fat girl with her belly hanging out and jean shorts and flip flops, and she's like, I think you're my daddy, I'd be like, yeah, no speaking English. And I close the door in her face. So be careful. Let's get a Polaroid first, and then we'll take it from there.
Of her or me?
No, both. Of her. You're fine. You're volunteering.
Yeah. My grandmother passed away, so...
See, everybody's looking for another grandma.
Depressing. Good Lord.
She sounds older.
Adam on Twitter had something.
Thank you, Pumpkin.
Very good idea. He said, can we get this crying old broad to read the next segment of Mean Tweets?
Oh, Spanish, that'll be up to you.
Okay.
You think she'll do it?
Do we have her? I think if we can get a hold of Bria, I think I can get her to do it.
Call her back real quick. Call her back.
My Kelta. You're to blame for everything.
I guess somebody stole Brooke Hogan's dog or something.
Oh, no.
Yeah, Galvin sent me a link last night. He goes, I guess you're going to get blamed for this, too. Did they try to sell it to somebody?
I don't know. I don't even know what happened. I didn't even read it.
I think our show grandma ran out of minutes.
Oh, come on. Somebody sponsor her minutes.
It went straight to voicemail.
All right, show grandma, if you're listening, call us back, collect. Can't she call on the 800 number? I don't know how that works.
No, it's still not free. Yeah, you clearly don't know how to work. See, she can call 911, I think, is the only thing. She can't call.
Oh, call 911 and ask them to call us.
No, patch it through. I said patch it through.
See, we laughed. Now, let's check in with Galvin. He's got a brand new open letter. Here we go.
And now, an open letter from Galvin.
This is an open letter to things that come as no surprise. Dear things that come as no surprise. Seriously? So Barry Manilow recently came out as gay. Surprise! Yep. No? Not really? Was anyone in the world like, what? You mean that little tan guy with feathered hair and sequins jackets that plays the piano is gay? Oh, of course not. Everyone was like, yeah, of course he's gay. He's adorable. Look at him. You may also be shocked to find out air is breathable and pizza's delicious. I love to watch Queen Rock Montreal, the live concert from 1981. I love to watch that now with Freddie Mercury prancing around on stage in little white short shorts and a kerchief around his neck with no shirt on covering his hairy chest, because there are plenty of people in the audience without a clue that Freddie was gay. Well, there were plenty of clues, they just didn't pick up on them. I guarantee to this day there are guys that were in the audience that are still mad that they're in the video watching Freddie Mercury rock out, and they're rocking out to the music and have no idea Freddie was gay. He tricked me, goddammit! Ricky Martin, gay. Anderson Cooper, gay. Lance Bass, gay. Listen, if you have five guys that are all dressed in coordinated white outfits, dancing and singing, the odds are at least one of them is gay. I liked a few years back when Steven Tyler, the singer from Aerosmith, before he turned into your mom's hot old lady friend, came out as a sex addict. Of course you're a sex addict. You're the lead singer of one of the biggest rock bands in the world, traveling all over the place with girls willing to do anything to bang you. You know the old saying, preparation plus opportunity equals sex addict. Everyone's a sex addict. You just have an endless supply of girls to have sex with. You're not really a sex addict, Steve. You're just a rock star. But back to the surprising guy that came out as gay. It's really sad that in this day and age that there are still some people that are scared to come out as gay because of what some idiots will do or say. But as a representative of the straight world, I'd like to let you know, most of us don't care. Do whatever makes you happy. And by the way, we probably already know. I'm looking right in your steely blue eyes, John Travolta. I'm Galvin from the Mike Kelta Show, and this has been an open letter to things that come as no surprise.
Yeah, I wonder if there's ever a time where Travolta is going to like leave in his will or
something. Oh my God, I'm gay.
Yeah.
I got to tell you. It's unbelievable.
I'm always the first one to defend people. Like Ellen, when Ellen first came out, they were like, she's probably a lesbian. I go, why? Because she's got short hair. Leave her alone. She's
She was 100% clearly a lesbian.
I know, but she never talked about it in the beginning.
Right, right.
So I was like, why do you assume she's a lesbian? Because she's got short hair and she doesn't have a boyfriend? Mm-hmm. Jerk. And then I'd turn out, you know, she was. So I can't defend anybody anymore. My opinion now is, from what I've heard and the stories I heard, John Travolta, probably very gay. At what point in your career do you think it's going to hurt you in 2017?
Yeah, I don't know.
The only person going to be hurt is Kelly Preston.
And how much, well, I'm sure she knows. You know what I mean?
Yeah, or does she? Like, what is she getting money for that? Like, she has kids with him.
Yeah, maybe she likes him. He's a super nice guy. And he was like, hey, we get along great. Let's have a life together and, you know, and... you get money, and
I go try to bang Bob Murray.
Yeah. But the other thing he's hiding, totally bald.
Yeah.
He's hiding
so much
stuff.
I'm not against that, though. I'm not against that because he really looks so good with his hair most of the time. That, like, Ted Danson's been bald since we were kids, and he looks great.
Ted Danson is a modern day miracle.
Yeah.
But John Travolta's got that weird, like, Caesar cut.
Sometimes, though. Sometimes he's got the Caesar, sometimes he's got the pullback.
Yeah.
But every once in a while, when you see him looking normal, he's actually got it, like, grafted in. It looks like legit hair. It looks better than being bald.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But, you know, just put on the wig.
Or go see Dr. Bassin.
Yeah,
he lives around here. I'll take him over there.
Yeah, how do you not know that yet? Yeah.
Maybe he's got too many options. Being bald now, he can have any hairstyle he wants at any moment.
For his movies and stuff. Yeah. Makes it easy.
Nobody wants to see a bald John Travolta, though.
He's always
been known with so many, you know, we've seen the pictures.
You can't unsee that.
No, that's true. We have that one picture where you can Google of him sitting, like, on a swing.
Oh.
And they zoom in on him, and he could tell he knows he's caught, and he's got no hair.
Caught you, Baldy!
Yeah. I just wish people could live their lives and be happy. Gay, bald, whatever you want.
Who cares? Just do it.
The only thing you can't be is fat because it's unhealthy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Especially ladies you run into at Chris Rock.
That lady was so pretty.
There he is. Look at that in the gym where he's totally wispy. Bald.
With his boyfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the guy who... Now, you remember the story with this guy? This guy said it was just the two of them in the gym. He took a selfie with them, and it turned into a little bit later on, so what are you doing? You want to spot each other? And he said it was definitely hitting on me.
Yeah.
That's his move, man. He goes in the middle of the night, sees what's up.
He's got some hairy knuckles, man.
Now, look at that hair.
Yeah.
See, it's grafted in.
Right.
Ben Affleck, real hair or fake hair?
Real.
There's a lot of people been saying I think he might have had hair replacement.
Oh, maybe.
Because he was going bald at one point, but whatever he's got.
Well, LeBron did hair. It.
Yeah,
LeBron
right.
did it. LeBron's forehead was
black
back
hair.
In the middle of his head.
He's had to redo
you
the
know what
line.
I found out the other day?
He's not black.
So Steve Harvey has his head completely shaved, bald, like that, whatever. So when he, remember, had that high top, you know, thing, whatever? That was a wig. That was
shut
like,
up. It was a piece.
A big part of it was because he was like bald up here, so they just put a thing in the middle.
That's so much easier,
right?
It's just like a little piece of foam.
Yeah,
put it right. Black dudes that have the high top, like kid and play,
you can just place
it
in
foam.
There.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
why, like he was saying, Ted Danson had like the Friar Tuck, but he had hair around.
I never
the
saw
outside.
Ted Danson without hair, so I don't know what he had.
I think that's what he had was a big like Friar Tuck thing. So they just placed the thing there, and his hair was high up on the sides and the front.
His hair was
so
always
couldn't
perfect.
Really tell, yeah,
his hair was always perfect. Even now, he looks great.
He had. Good hair.
Yeah.
Like, when you saw him, you're like, oh, that guy's got good
hair.
Right,
right. Not good fake hair. He had good hair.
Right.
Man, good for you, Ted Danson. Meanwhile, this guy's sitting over here with a giant forehead.
Well, getting bigger every day, buddy.
I know. What can I tell you?